Day 158, or June the 7th. Retirement? You can't be serious. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Psalm 37 is a psalm for individuals rather than temple worship. It stimulates our thinking about knowing intimacy with God for the whole of our lifetime. The Bible tells us that David reigned for 40 years and lived to be 70. By the time of David, the longevity of the patriarchs had passed away, and average lifespans were usually shorter than ours today. However, David didn't retire. He was active right up to his death, and that's a great example for us to follow. And now, our action step for today. Inactive Christianity is a contradiction in terms. Whether our involvement is front line or back seat, we must be active if our faith is to continue to grow. David knew that resting in the Lord didn't mean doing nothing, but on the contrary, it meant doing lots whilst being safe and secure with God. For most of us, a change in pace or even a change in ministry is often essential. But sliding into total inactivity is not an option. When the concept of retirement was introduced into Western society, and that wasn't long ago, the revolutionary idea of stopping work and then doing nothing was born. My grandparents' generation worked so hard that their retirement was all too brief, and for many in history it has been the same. In the 21st century, however, we are now seeing people living so long that they spend as much time retired as they did in employment. Hobbies have their place, and extra holidays are great, but continuing our work with the God who created us is the way to make the most of today and prepare us for all that is to come. Stay as active as you can and enjoy life to the full, because that is surely what Jesus had in mind when he said that he came to bring us life in all its fullness.